Listen along. Instaglam. Fake it until you make it. Private jets, pool parties, Prada. If you think Instagram influencers are the epitome of online glamour, think again. The reality is some of them are faking it. So one vlogger set out to learn how and why they do it. Take a look at the recent Instagram posts of Byron Denton and you might think he lives life in the glam lane. Last January, Denton started posting photos of himself wearing designer duds, lounging on a private jet, and posing at posh parties. So is Byron another uber-rich Instagram influencer? What's an influencer? Influencers are people who leverage their social media following to influence others and make money. And social media superstars like Cameron Dallas, Huda Kattan, and Chiara Ferragni have become so successful at it that they are now multi-millionaires. But most influencers are more like Byron Denton. The 20-year-old is a London-based vlogger who just scrapes by. So Byron decided to carry out a social media experiment. He wanted to see how easy it would be to fake a flashy influencer lifestyle to his followers and how they would respond. The result? Not only were many Insta users convinced that his posts were the real deal, but Byron's following skyrocketed. What's SponCon? A-list influencers can earn an eye-popping £400,000 per post to endorse a luxury brand. This is the business of SponCon, or sponsored content. Influencers are paid by companies to promote their products through their posts. Laws in the US and UK now require social media stars to state when they receive a fee for product promotion. By labeling their posts with the hashtags #paypartnership, #spon, or #ad. So, how does an aspiring Instagrammer become a pro influencer? It's not easy. After growing your follower base to at least four digits, you have to approach top brands, writes tech editor Taylor Lorenz in The Atlantic. But how do you land that first deal? Companies will want to see past campaign work. That's why so many have adopted a new strategy, Lorenz says. Fake it until you make it. And that's the other meaning of SponCon. Influencers who fake sponsored posts and a flashy lifestyle to get on the map. Take Instagrammer Taylor Evans. She faked the whole purpose of a vacation in Miami. While she paid for everything, her posts made it seem like she was on an all-expenses-paid press trip. I took a lot of pictures at restaurants and posted, "Thanks so much, XYZ restaurant, for the hospitality." You say it in a way that people could interpret it that you already have an established relationship with that brand. What's Byron's experiment? So how did Denton fake an Instaglam life of private jets and Prada when his everyday reality is a travel pass and Primark? He superimposed images together using Facetune and PixArt and used photo editing apps. Within 45 minutes, he'd had an Insta upgrade. What did he learn? I'd always wondered if the reason people are so obsessed with celebrities is because celebs live a life that most people can't, questioned Byron on his YouTube channel. Judging by the response he got, the answer is most likely yes. Byron's photo of him lounging in a private jet drew 1,000 likes in just 7 seconds. The images of Denton in designer clothes or carrying a photoshopped designer bag drew thousands more likes than those of him in his casual clobber. During the course of Byron's fake experiment, likes, comments, and followers grew at an astonishing rate. Obviously, what you see on social media isn't what you get. But it's made me question everyone, Denton says. Do a lot of the high-profile bloggers these days actually make their way to the top by being honest? Or do they just fake it? And Current wonders, is faking it the new currency of social media?